Good morning and welcome to the East Tennessee Report. The East Tennessee Report is a public affairs program of the Summit Media Corp. Knoxville Radio Group, and I'm Kim Hansard. For this segment of the East Tennessee Report, I'm going to be talking with attorney Amelia Crotwell, founder of Elder Law of East Tennessee, and serves as the managing partner of the firm and does so much more in the community and in her life. So we'll be talking about all of these things. Good morning, Amelia. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kim. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful East Tennessee spring day.
Isn't it, though? Spring, so early. We've seen most of February seem like spring, as a matter of fact. So it's been a little interesting. I keep telling people that as warm as it's been and as windy as it's been, I think we can expect snow probably in April and May.
I hope not.
I hope not either. But I was telling somebody just the other night, I drove home at 7:30 on a February evening a couple of weeks ago with my top down on my convertible. And that's just not normal.
That's not normal. But gosh, just appreciate it for what it is and don't think too much about it.
That's
right?
True. That's what I try to do. Now, you're as the founder and creator of Elder Law of East Tennessee, such a help to so many people. And I know a lot of people listening on the four stations that we're on this morning, moving into that stage of life where not for themselves so much, but we're in that sandwich, you know, where we're caring for our kids and we're also caring for our parents who are turning elderly. And you're meeting with a lot of those people on the daily. How did you decide, you know, what in your life got you to focus your career in a way that you started Elder Law of East Tennessee?
That's a great question, Kim. I started out my law career doing litigation, mm-hmm. and I always felt like I was wearing two left shoes. Litigation is not my strong suit and not my love. But I had a litigation case involving a lady who was a single older lady, never married, no children, and she had been an educator all of her life, never driven a car, and she had developed dementia and gave her house away to a waiter at a local restaurant who was preying on her. And so through that experience of seeing the effects of Alzheimer's dementia and seeing how people were taken advantage of, I really found something that really fueled my soul, fueled my creativity in terms of looking at ways to solve people's problems. And so I just gravitated into elder law after that and found something that really spoke to me. And then the people that we work with are the most wonderful people in the world. You know, they're grateful. They're willing to cooperate with us. They're activated as, you know, consumers of legal services, and they're sweethearts. You know, I get mm-hmm. hugs and thank you notes and things all the time from folks, and that really feeds me too.
Oh, I would imagine so. And as an older person, you know, moves forward in their life, there's so many things that they're facing for the first time, and a lot of times they've helped their parents or grandparents through life, and then they find themselves in those situations and don't know what to do. Everybody that they would turn to for advice have gone. To have somebody there that they can trust is so important, and the world is so different. People are being preyed on in ways they've not been preyed on before. Social media has made things so much easier for people to be preyed on. You know, you talked about that story right there that really took that your course in a different way. It seems like such a basic thing now. So, you know, a waiter preyed on somebody and she gave their house to them. People trying to steal from us every day in so many ways. So how do people first start working with you? How do you make contact with people and first start helping them?
You know, we do a lot of community outreach. So we have a wonderful website. We have a Facebook that's fairly active. We do a lot of community events. I was just in Maryville last week doing a talk with a support group there for the Parkinson's support group. And, you know, so there are lots of opportunities like that. So if someone has a church or community organization that they would like to have a speaker for, we can help get the word out that way. And we would love to come and talk with their group. But we get a lot of word of mouth referrals. You know, people, we help a family, and then, you know, you tell your neighbor and they tell their neighbor, and they talk about their experience of working with us and how compassionate and knowledgeable our teams are. And then, you know, the phones ring. So people can call our office. We have an intake coordinator named Emma Parrott. She's absolutely wonderful. She's a social worker by training, and she will talk with them for free for 30 to 45 minutes and find out what all is going on. And if we can't help them, we have so many referral partners in the community that we can send people to also. But if we feel like it's something we can work with or help someone with, then we'll schedule an appointment for them to come in and meet with one of our certified elder law attorneys. We have 3 certified elder law attorneys in our office, and we're the only law firm in East Tennessee that has that many certified attorneys. And that's very difficult designation to achieve. It's a national recognition of a specialty in this area of the law. And I'm super proud of my partners, Bailey Schermeyer and Julia Keck Price, who obtained their CELAs. They both started out as baby elder law attorneys with me, and they've just matured and grown so much and developed their practices and their expertise and knowledge. And I just can't say enough wonderful things about them and what they can offer our clients.
And that's so important to have somebody who knows that end of things. So when you start talking about, you know, things like estate planning, retirement planning, Medicaid and VA coverage and all those things, those are very scary terms to most of us. Because there's all these terms we don't know, and there's all these avenues, and it's almost like people try to confuse us when you start talking about those things. But it can all be covered under elder law. But when is it that you should go to someone for elder law? What is considered elder?
Well, good question, Kim. Elder law is really, you know, anything that affects someone that's 55 years of age or older, particularly with regard to estate planning, retirement planning, healthcare, and incapacity planning. But we also serve under this umbrella people who have disabilities, regardless of how old they are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you have someone that was born with a developmental disability or someone that developed a disability later in life, perhaps due to illness or accident, those folks are our clients also. And so sometimes we'll do a life care plan, which is our premier service, and involves public benefits access, all the Medicaid or VA applications, and estate planning and care coordination. We do that for our elder clients, mm-hmm. and then we might do the estate planning for the adult children, and then we might do special needs planning for a disabled child of the adult child. So we might have multi-generational clients within the same family unit, and we get to know all of them, and we can help people at many different stages of their lives.
And that's so good to hear, because that you mentioned this, Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month is the month of March. And a lot of questions come up, because when you have a developmentally disabled person in your family, whether it's your child or a brother and sister you're taking care of, or a parent, or whatever the situation is, because like you said, it may be someone who is born with that disability, or it develops somewhere in the course of their life, that person needs care whether you're here or not. And I know firsthand from someone in our family that if it's someone who's born with that disability and lives with that disability throughout their life, you want the best care, of course, just like anyone else in the family. And as the parents and the aunts and uncles and the brothers and sisters and all age, of course, that person's aging as well. And there's the question of how is this person going to be taken care of and loved as people start dying? And so that's very important that is covered, and that there are means there to take care of that person, and they are able to live in the way that they're accustomed to living and taken care of. And is that something that you walk that walk with them and help them plan?
Absolutely. We do. We offer a special needs estate plan. So if you have someone in your family that you want to make those special arrangements for, our office is well-versed in those kinds of arrangements, and we can help do all of that planning so that the person with a disability has all of the advantages that you could give them while you're alive, also after you've passed away or you become incapacitated yourself. due to age or illness. So we do different kinds of special needs trusts, and those special needs trusts are used in a way to not only prevent exploitation for those people who might be really vulnerable, and to give a mechanism for management of money for them, so that they can have good quality of life. But those types of trusts and tools are also really helpful for making sure that the person with a disability has access to any benefits that might be available to them through the state or federal government. And those benefits would typically be Medicaid benefits or Supplemental Security Income or Social Security benefits. There are some Medicare savings programs that can be very helpful for people who have Medicare but have low income and low assets. And so, and there are waiver programs in the state of Tennessee that offer various levels of support for employment and community involvement for folks with developmental or intellectual disabilities. And we make sure that the trusts and the plans that loved ones make for these folks allows them to avail themselves of these various programs so that they have not only the resources that the family can provide, but they can supplement those resources of the family with those benefits that are offered through the state and federal government.
Now, much like I asked you what led you to the elder law end of things, what led you to help the special needs guidance to families and individuals as an attorney?
It was a natural progression out of the elder law field. So I began working with families and questions started popping up about this. I don't have a direct connection with developmental disabilities in my particular family. But my husband worked for many years with the state's developmental and intellectual and developmental disabilities department. And so, we have that connection, and that, that was a particularly strong interest of his. And then just by corollary, it became mine. But what I find is that I love working with the disabled community. I love the opportunity to support them and to enhance their quality of life, whatever stage of life they're in.
Well, it's certainly a service that is needed and always will be. And if you're listening this morning and you need this service, or you're looking for someone to help you, whether it's elder law, estate planning, something with special needs for someone in your family or a friend or whatever the case may be, not just in this Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, but anytime. Amelia Crotwell, attorney Amelia Crotwell, is certainly someone you need to reach out to. I'm looking through the information, and you're an active member of the Special Needs Alliance as well. Talk to me about the Special Needs Alliance.
Oh, I would love to. What a wonderful organization of attorneys. This is an invitation-only group, so I was very, very honored that they reached out to me to include me among their membership. They have, without a doubt, the very best continuing education available to attorneys that want to work in this area. And so if you find an attorney, if you don't live in Knoxville and you are looking for an attorney that does this type of work, go to the Special Needs Alliance website and look at their membership roster there, and you can find someone in your area that is one of these really elite group of people who are on the cutting edge of all things special needs law. And you won't find a better group of professionals to work with. I can say that that group has been really helpful to me in broadening my knowledge and staying on the cutting edge of what's new and what's changing in that. And, for example, I received an email message in early January telling me that there'd been a major change in special needs trusts and remainder beneficiaries, which now allow for charitable giving after funding a special needs trust. So this was a huge lobbying effort on SNA's part to get that legislation passed. And it's a powerful group of attorneys that offer a whole lot to attorneys And then in turn, we can offer those resources and knowledge to our clients.
Oh, well, thank you for all that you do for our community, for the individuals, for families that so sorely need this help and guidance. If you need help of any kind like this, please search out Amelia Crotwell. How is the best way to reach out to you?
You can reach out to us by telephone. That is the best way. And our phone number is 865-951-2410. You can also go to our website, which is www.elderlawetn.com.
Thank you so much for being here this morning. I appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Kim, for having me and for hosting this wonderful show.
Thank you. This has been the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Summit Media Corp. Knoxville Radio Group. I'm Kim Hansard. Make it a great day.